Hi, friends of First Presbyterian Church. This is Cindy Avenel. It has been a full year of change for me and my family. The biggest change being that my family and I are now living in Louisville, Colorado, and not in Santa Rosa. I have prepared a greeting in the spirit of Paul's letter written to the Philippians, but it's a letter from me to you. You can read the full text in the post below. But for now, I say, grace and peace to you. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that I miss you all terribly, but I have thoroughly enjoyed the uplifting and encouraging words that people have posted. They've been a true blessing to me this far away. Lately, I've been reminded of a song titled Everything Must Change. And it starts something like this. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Well, since last spring, a lot has changed for me. I went from active engagement in a community where I lived for nearly 29 years to living in a town where I had no friends, no extended family, no ocean near me. I am sometimes lonely and struggling to find my vocation now. Like many families who have had to start over in a new state, and I'm thinking of dear friends who have moved away since the Tubbs fire, I was grieving personal losses even before COVID-19 sheltering in place began. The verse that has sustained me through many changes is Joshua 1:9. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What hasn't changed is my desire to stay connected to friends and to God. I still phone and now Zoom family and friends from coast to coast. It's fun to connect with Oasis moms each Thursday now. I also know God is with me always. He is unchanging. He is good. He sees and knows me, and he is making all things new. What's new, other than using Zoom? I have learned that shoveling snow is hard work. Ugh. My daughter Iris is a middle schooler. Yikes. My family gets to see the Rocky Mountains as we explore new walking trails with our dog Sushi, who misses her friends Abigail and Dixie. Condo living means no yard work. Yay! But I am happy that my family can grow vegetables in a nearby community garden. Worship and church connections have gone online for greater accessibility, and that is reaching countless people. That's great news for the kingdom of God. Although COVID-19 effects are pervasive and serious, I see this time of sheltering in place as a renewing and a recreating. The value of loving neighbors, in spite of face masks, has become important, especially as we, Avenels, are new to the area. I decided early on that instead of fearing the unknown, I look forward to what new changes God is doing and will do through the global pandemic. Maybe less busyness, less planning and more trusting God, offering more patience and kindness to others, more soul-nurturing time with God. I'm not exactly counting on a new normal, especially because I have not established a normal yet living in Colorado. I am counting on God and Christ's saving grace to help us live through this. So I want to share some scripture passages that keep me hopeful through this pandemic. I know many of you are suffering, are uncomfortable, are feeling stuck, and even helpless. Yet I urge you to hold on to the hope that is in Christ Jesus. From Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. and in his word I put my hope. From Romans chapter 15, verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And from Isaiah chapter 43, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. And from Revelation chapter 21, he, that is Jesus, who was seated on the throne, said, I am making everything new. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise and glory be to him alone. And feel free to write or email me. See you on Zoom, First Press.